You might be surprised to learn that a little post office played a unique and important role in Canadian literature. In its own way, the Cavendish Postal Service on Prince Edward Island had a significant influence on one of this country's most cherished writers. Lucy Maud Montgomery, author of Anne of Green Gables. Lucy Maud Montgomery was born in Clifton, PEI. We know it today as New London. But just before she turned two, her mother died of tuberculosis, and her grief-stricken father brought her here, to Cavendish, to live with her maternal grandparents, Alexander and Lucy Woolner McNeil, for a good part of her youth. The McNeils had been postmasters for three generations. As a young girl, Maud, as she was known to family and friends, helped her grandfather with his postmaster duties. In those days, in rural Prince Edward Island, the post office was a good place for people to congregate, catch up on news, discuss politics, or just to gossip. And seeing as the post office was in the McNeils' home, these gatherings were probably where Maud found the inspiration for many of the true-to-life characters that populate her novels. When her grandfather passed in 1898, Maud left her teaching position and returned to Cavendish to care for her grandmother, as well as help run the post office. Well, for an aspiring novelist, being assistant postmistress has its advantages. Writing paper was expensive in those days, and you couldn't find very much of it in the McNeil household. So, always looking for something to scribble on, Maud was able to write her stories and poems on the back of official letter bills, courtesy of the post office department. It's also during this period, in 1905 to be exact, that Maud wrote her first and most famous novel, Anne of Green Gables. And as assistant postmistress, Maud could send her manuscript to publishers all over Canada and the United States without anyone in Cavendish being aware of her early refusals. Later in life, Maud admitted that if it hadn't been for her ability to keep her first rejection secret, she may never have had the courage to pursue her writing career. Anne of Green Gables was finally published in 1908 and introduced the world to the ever-optimistic Anne Shirley. As we all know, the book became an immediate success, was translated into dozens of languages, and is still popular today in countries as far away as Poland and Japan. And as for the post office, well, its contribution wasn't forgotten. In the early 70s, when Cavendish needed a new building for its post office, it was decided that it should also commemorate the birthplace of Anne of Green Gables. Since Maud's original home had fallen to ruin long ago, a similar house was moved across the island to Cavendish and set on a site just a short distance from the original homestead. The building was reinforced, a new section added, and the interior was restored to serve as both post office and historical exhibition. A fitting tribute to the post office that helped launch Lucy Maud Montgomery's career as a world-renowned writer and one of Canada's most beloved authors.